Proficiency Masterclass, Students' Book, by Kathy Goode, Michael Duckworth and Lewis Rogers. Published and copyright, Oxford University Press, 2012. CD 1. Page 11, Exercise 2.
Speaker 1.
They're all right in their own way, I suppose. If they're on, I'll watch them. Particularly if there's nothing else on, I fancy watching. I know some people get totally hooked on them, but I can take them or leave them. I quite like the gritty realism in some soaps, but the majority are too far-fetched. And I think they can all be blamed, to some extent, for reinforcing negative stereotypes in our society. They can set up expectations of people that live and work in the settings depicted in the soaps that are way off the mark.
Speaker 2.
If you say you don't like soaps, people look at you as if there's something wrong with you. But, well, let's face it, soaps are so corny, so sentimental. The acting's usually atrocious, and the storylines are either hackneyed or downright unbelievable. How so many awful things can happen in one place is simply absurd. They're a right load of rubbish, if you ask me. I've certainly got better things to do with my time than watch soaps. If only people put as much time and passion into their real-life communities as they do into their involvement with these fictional characters.
Speaker 3.
Look, don't get me wrong. I'm the first to admit that they're a complete waste of time, but I watch them anyway if I'm around and they're on. Who knows why? I have a feeling that women enjoy them more than men, but quite a few of my male friends watch them too. Maybe it's an easy way to switch off and relax for a while and forget your own problems. Or just an excuse to have a good moan about how appalling they are with their unconvincing two-dimensional characters and contrived settings.